Chapter 27, From Joy to Death. For 10 days the hordes of Thark and their wild allies were feasted and entertained, and then, loaded with costly presents and escorted by 10,000 soldiers of Helium commanded by Mors Karjak, they started on the return journey to their own lands. The Jed of Lesser Helium, with a small party of nobles, accompanied them all the way to Thark to cement more closely the new bonds of peace and friendship. Sola also accompanied Tars Tarkas, her father, who before all his chieftains had acknowledged her as his daughter. 3 weeks later, Mors Karjak and his officers, accompanied by Tars Tarkas and Sola, returned upon a battleship that had been dispatched to Thark to fetch them in time for the ceremony which made Dejah Thoris and John Carter one. For 9 years I served in the councils and fought in the armies of Helium as a prince of the house of Tardos Mors. The people seemed never to tire of heaping honors upon me, and no day passed that did not bring some new proof of their love for my princess, the incomparable Dejah Thoris. In a golden incubator upon the roof of our palace lay a snow-white egg. For nearly 5 years, 10 soldiers of the Jeddak Guard had constantly stood over it, and not a day passed when I was in the city that Dejah Thoris and I did not stand hand in hand before our little shrine, planning for the future, when the delicate shell should break. Vivid in my memory is the picture of the last night, as we sat there talking in low tones of the strange romance which had woven our lives together, and of this wonder which was coming to augment our happiness and fulfill our hopes. In the distance we saw the bright white light of an approaching airship, but we attached no special significance to so common a sight. Like a bolt of lightning it raced toward Helium, until its very speed bespoke the unusual. Flashing the signals which proclaimed it a dispatch-bearer for the Jeddak, it circled impatiently, awaiting the tardy patrol boat which must convoy it to the palace docks. 10 minutes after it touched at the palace, a message called me to the council chamber, which I found filling with the members of that body. On the raised platform of the throne was Tardos Mors, pacing back and forth with tense, drawn face. When all were in their seats, he turned toward us. "This morning," he said, "word reached the several governments of Barsoom that the keeper of the atmosphere plant had made no wireless report for 2 days, nor had almost ceaseless calls upon him from a score of capitals elicited a sign of response. The ambassadors of the other nations asked us to take the matter in hand and hasten the assistant keeper to the plant. All day 1,000 cruisers have been searching for him, until just now one of them returns bearing his dead body, which was found in the pits beneath his house, horribly mutilated by some assassin."